Iowa's Cindy Axon votes with Nancy Pelosi 100% of the time. By Jacob Bliss on April 21, 2021. The National Republican Campaign Committee, NRCC, released a new attack ad Wednesday, highlighting vulnerable Democrat Representative Cindy Axon, voting with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, 100% of the time. Axon is the NRCC's latest attack on taking back the House of Representatives in the midterm elections. Currently, Axon is the sole Democrat from the Iowa Congressional Caucus. The NRCC's ad highlights the Democrats' willingness to vote 100% of the time with Pelosi on her far-left partisan agenda. The ad shows Axon stood by Pelosi on major far-left partisan issues such as expanding the Supreme Court and possibly looking into expanding more than the Supreme Court. During an appearance on MSNBC, the vulnerable Democrat refused to rule out any attempt of court packing. Axon said she supports President Joe Biden's commission to study expanding the Supreme Court and will defer to that commission when the time comes, adding, "I'm where the speaker is on this." Axon also received a 4 Pinocchio's fact-check rating from the establishment media outlet The Washington Post for making false claims during a radio interview, saying Democrats in the House have no jurisdiction over efforts to pack the Supreme Court by expanding the number of justices from 9 to 13. The Post found her statement to be clearly false, as the full House and Senate could vote on the bill introduced by Representative Gerald Nadler, DNY. Additionally, the ad brings up Axon's willingness to stand idly while Pelosi going after her Republican Iowa colleague's congressional seat that was state-certified. Pelosi, for months, tried to overturn the state-certified election in Iowa's 2nd Congressional District. Representative Marionette Miller Meeks, Arya, won the seat by 6 votes. The loser, Rita Hart, went to Washington in hopes of using D.C.'s one-party rule under Pelosi's leadership to overturn the election to unseat Miller Meeks and seat Hart. Axon refused to issue any new statement on the matter as it progressed in order to stand with her Iowa colleague. Instead, she took the side of Pelosi and used the same exact statement for 4 months. Furthermore, the ad shows Axon agreeing with Pelosi saying, "We're on a good path at the border under the leadership of Joe Biden, President Biden." During an interview last week, Axon was asked whether or not she agreed with Pelosi that the southern border was on a good path under Biden's leadership. Axon said she would agree with Pelosi because we now have a president in office that actually wants to tackle this issue that's been before us for years. Axon added, "We have a broken immigration system in this country. This has been an issue for a long time." A spokesman from the Republicans' campaign arm, Mike Berg, said in a statement, "Cindy Axon always puts Nancy Pelosi's radical agenda before Iowa." The NRCC previously released a list of 47 offensive opportunities for the midterm elections, which Axon is on. The list includes 29 battleground Democrats. The battleground districts are where President Biden lost the district or where the 2020 presidential or congressional margin was within 5%. A survey done by the NRCC found that linking Democrats to Pelosi's agenda helps Republicans in the polls. A February poll from the NRCC showed, when Pelosi pushes her partisan, socialist agenda, the Republicans' advantage grows in the ticket-splitting districts. Pelosi's poll numbers were down 20%, showing her at a 58% unfavorable rating. Out of the unfavorable, over half, 51%, find her very unfavorable.